weight. It should be weight 2.5 sloyim. So Rashi, why the boy covered? Like a svara, we want it to weigh in order that it'll fall straight down deep into the fire. V'shel say hamishtaleach mishkal shnei sloyim. That's the medium shear. So Rashi, the boy chaluka mishkal shnei sloyim v'dayi v'kach. It's enough just 2 sloyim. You'll have enough to divide it in half. Each half of it will have a seller's worth of wool. V'shel mitzayra mishkal shekel. Shel mitzayra, there's no mitzvah chaluka. There's no din to have covered weight. So there it's enough the smaller shear, just the weight of a shekel. Shrashi shel mitzayro, to loy ho v'loy ho, sagalei b'shekel. It does need a chaluki, it does need a koivein, it's enough just to have less amount of wool. Omer Rabbi Yechanan, pligi bo Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta of Rabbonin. It's a machlekes Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta of Rabbonin. Be'poro, negeet ha'poro. The what? Chadoma mishkal asora. One takas, like we said until now, it's a svar the poradum needs the biggest weight. Needs asara zuz in order to make it fall down into the fire. The chadam once said no mishkal shekel. No, you should know that's the smallest amount. The paraduma does need such a big weight. The churas takmachoikas we had before that he holds there's no mitzvah to have a kovein by the paraduma. So therefore, the paraduma is the least. So Mora says now with simnecho, what's the simen here? That echad hamar bevyechad hamamit. The simen is like the machoikas here. What's the paraduma? Does it have the most amount, 10 zuz, the amount of mishkal asara zuz, or does it have the least amount, the mishkal of a shekel? So doesn't these two machlokes and anam machulik maybe should have the medium shear? No. Either it has the most or it has the least. So to remember that, it's echer amabi vecher amamit. Either yamarbi is saying the biggest shear, or else amamit is saying the smallest shear. But the medium shear is not this machlokes. Hey, so the machlokes of Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbonin was where the parah needs the biggest shear, like a marber, or does it need the smallest shear, like a mamet, but not the in-between shear. That's the symbol we're giving here, to remember. Like Rashi says, the simin, shleitita loyma shecha doyoyma mishkal shnei sloyim, to say one of them said a medium shear, mishneh zu telecha simin. This mishneh should be the raya for you. Sheshanim the mishneh says, echad a marber v'yechad a mamet, ubevaat shechav aliv lo shemayim. With this Mishnah we'll know one of these two man the Arvim said the biggest shear. It has to be the weight of 10 suz. The Yechad Nosim Bashir become a Mayit Mikulam. And the other part, Plukte, hold the smaller shear. Avu Shear Benri Lehuskukan. But the medium shear is not telling this Machlekes, the Shimon Ben Chalaf in the Rabbonin. That's not their Machlekes here, the medium shear. Omalei Rabbi Yirmiya midiftel Ravina. Loi de Pora Pligi. He holds no. The Machlokes Rabbi Shimon ben Chalafta is not a Machlokes by the Pora Duma. Ela v'stei hamishtaleich Pligi. The Machlokes was by the Shei hamishtaleich. That's where the Machlokes was. That one said it needs the biggest shear because you need a chalukah, and the other one said no, it doesn't need such a big shear. Trashi loi de Pora Pligi. Beloshin shel Pora. That's not the Machlokes here. The Machlokes is by the Shei hamishtaleich. What shear, how much wool did it need? So the Gemara of Ahu Yoyma Nach Navshe the Rabia Bar Kisei. And this day that they had the Machlokes of Reb Shimon ben Chalafta and the Rabbonin about how much weight has to be either for the Purim or else for the Seyam Mishleach, on that day, the day they had the Machlokes, was Nach this Tzadik Rabia Bar Kisei. V'yancho Bei Simna. And the Rabbonin made a Simna to know, like today he died, that Simna Rabia Bar Kisei Mechaper Kiseyam Mishleach. They made a simon to note to say that just like the Seha Mashalech is Mechaper, it comes for Kaporum, who Adin Misa Sadikin also comes for Kaporum. Trashivu Yoima Diafligubo Nach Rabia Bar Kisei, Shem Chochem. Then we made a simon to know Mechaper, Misa Sadikin Mechaperis, Kudyama Bialma, Loma Nismachu Misas Aaron, Levig de Kuna, Leimeloch. Ma digde kuna mechaperin is af misa tzadikim mechaperis. So misa tzadikim is mechaper here also. On that day that he died, that's the day that had the machlekes about the seir mishleich, which the seir mishleich was for kapara. So lechura, now we're being in a simon now to hold like the second man the yomer, that the machlekes that day was not about the paraduma, the machlekes was about the seir mishleich. What's the simin? That just like the Seir Mashalech is mechaper, it's for forgiveness, his huadin, the mitzvah tzadikim is also mechaper. So the Dvor speaks out that even though the paradum, like one man diyama has a shem chatis on it, sechur the paradum also has a type of a kapara. So he says even though maybe there's a small kapara with it, but that's not the main purpose of the paradum. So paradum dik is for tyra. That's what it would make the paradum. Today we should be metairus. If we have tumas neis, the paradum is metairus. That's why it's a good simon here. It's a simon that the machoikas was not in the paradum, but the machoikas was in the soya meshtaleach. Because the soya meshtaleach, the ikka purpose of it is for kapara. But in Yom Kippur, we send away the soya meshtaleach lazozel, and we say all the averus goes upon you, and you're sent away, and we have a kapara. So since the ikra of this is for the kapara, that was the simon. That just like Misa Sadikim is Mechaper, it's a raya, the Machlekes was talking about Seir Meshtalech, which is also Mechaper. And not the Machlekes of Paraduma, which is not a Mechaper, there the equal purpose is Letaira, to make us tor from Tumas Meis. Right. Omer Reb Yitzchok, Shtei Shchitoi Shemati. I heard a loch is about two different Shchites. Achas Shopora, one about the Shchit of the Paraduma, the Yachas Shoporoi, and one about the Par Shokoyen Godel, that has to bring on Yom Kippur. Strashi Shoporoi, Par Koyen Godel, Shoy Yom Kippur. Now, Achas Ksheru Bazar, one of these two Shchitas I heard is kosher by a Zar, you don't even need a Koyen, or you don't need a Koyen Godel. The Yachas Tzulu Bazar, and one of them is Posel Bazar. So Posel Bazar would mean that you Bedavka need a Koyen Godel, and not even a regular Koyen. A Koyen head you would also be called a Zar. I forgot which one. Does the par on Yom Kippur need dafka the Kohen Gadol? Or else no, maybe the par Aduma, the Shchit needs the Kohen Gadol. And the other one is kosher bizarre. So Moshe says like this, Itma, we learned like this. Shchitas paroi uparoi. What's the loch when you make a Shchit on the par Aduma, or else the par shall Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? It's the Machlekes. Rav or Shmuel. Chadom, one of these two say, Toro, psuloi, the paraduma tak is posel bizarre. You would have to need the Kohen Gadol to make the Shchit on the paraduma. Mashenkein porok shera. Mashenkein the power of the Kohen Gadol, the Shchit is kosher even bizarre. Like any other Shchita. Always by Kochim. Shchit is kosher bizarre. It's only by the Kabbal you need a Kohen. So what then on Yom Kippur also? Even by the Porosh or Kohen Gadol, a regular Zar can make the Shchita. So you avoid this first thought to Shas Kabbalah. That's what one holds. The Chadoma, and the other one says no. Poroi psuloi. The Poro on Yom Kippur, that's possible if a Zar does it, or even a Kohen does it. You Bedavka need the Kohen Gadol to do it. Mashenkein Poro, the Paraduma, here is Kshera. Here you don't need a Kohen Gadol, you don't need a Kohen, even a Zar could do it. So that's the Smachlekes. Samara says now, Tistayim, I'll bring you Rayon, the Ravu Diyama Poro Psula. Rav is the one that says the Paraduma, that's what needs Davka Kohen Gadol. The Yom Rav Zeram, Shchitas Poro, the Zar Psula. That Rav Zeram said clearly, that if a Zar Shech the Paraduma, you know it's possible. Now, V'yoma Ravalor, Rav explained Reb Zera. Why does Reb Zera say by the Paraduma, if a regular Kohen shechs it, it's possible? Because the Pasuk says, Elozav Chukah Sheninubah. The Pasuk says, Elozav means the Kohen Gadol, and it says the word Chukah means it's Likuvah, that you Bedavka need the Kohen Gadol to do it. And Rav is the one that explains it. So Sarai, Rav holds the Paraduma, Bedavka needs the Kohen Gadol. So Memela, the Paroi Shal Yom Kippur, is kosher even bizarre. Drashi Elozav Chukah Elozav Ksivba V'Nasatim Oiso El Elozav Akoyin Oksiv Zois Chukah Satoram V'Cholhechad Ksiv Chukah Ikuvihu. So therefore the Paradum is Likuva Bedavka with the Kohen Gadol. Freddy Gemara V'Rav Maishna Pora. Why do you say that because the Paraduma needs a Kohen Gadol? Tichsev Elozav Chukah, because the Pasuk says Elozav the Kohen Gadol. And it says the word Chukah, Likuva, it has to be Poro Nami. Who are then by the power of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? Hoksiv Aaron V'Chukah. It also says the word Aaron, it's power shall Aaron, the Kohen Gadol's power. And also says the word Chukah. Shrashi Aaron Chukah. Tichsev Hikriv Aaron es Parachatas Ashaloi. V'chipe V'shocher es Parachatas Ashaloi. Hoksiv B'yachrei Mois B'nyonai. V'ois Tezois Lechem L'chukas Olam. L'chapra B'nei Yisrael. So you see by the Parah on Yom Kippur, it also says Aharon, Tavka the Kohen Gadol. And it says the word Chuk is also Likuvai. So why does Rav hold only the Paraduma needs the Kohen Gadol and not the Parah? Have the Gemara. Shchita Lav Avoidi. I'll tell you, when do you need the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur? When you're doing Avoidus. That starts by Kabbalah Sadam and Zrika. Mashenken the Shchita Lav Avoidi. So drasha shchita lavavoidi, for loikain lachuka shchita. Therefore, when it says by the par of Yom Kippur chuko, it doesn't go on shchita. For the Gemara, Yochiv, that's the swara of paranami. It should be the same swara by the paradum also. Shchita is not an avoida. So when it says elezer and chuko, it's only going on the Kabbalah Adam. Maybe it's not going on the shchita. Now the Gemara, shani para the kochi bedekabayisi. Paradum is different. Paradum is bedekabayis. Rashi Kloimer, ein bo kedushas hamizbeach. The paraduma never goes on the mizbeach. You don't make an izrika as adam on the mizbeach. Fakir, the whole shchita was done on the haraz esim, and from there they made izrika, but not on the mizbeach. Ela kedushas domin bialmo. So meilu the paraduma only has kedushas domin. It's only kodesh for its value. Sharei shchitos lebara mishcha. Where did they shech the paraduma on the haraz mishcha the haraz esim? Hilkach ein tzad avoides nechlokas bo. V'chol avoides shavas bo. Therefore, there's a svara, there's no difference between shchita and the rest of the avoida, because there's no avoida anyway by the paraduma. The whole paraduma was done by the harazesim. So the shchita and the kabbalah and the zrik all have the same halacha. It's no real avoida. And still the Torah says, davke lezer, so you have to say by the paraduma, anything you do to the paraduma has to be done with the kohen gadol. Mashenkin, by the power of Yom Kippur, there was a regular korban. So you had to make a shchita and you had to make a kabbalah, dam and zrik on the mizbeach. So there, there's a svara. What needs the kohen gadol and avoida? What's called the avoida from Kabbalah Adam onwards? Mashenk and shchita vav avoidi. Therefore, does not need the kohen gadol. Fred the Gemara, v'lav kol dechenu l'chur and svara is just the opposite way. Ma duch the par of Yom Kippur. That's more kodesh. It's klushes aguf. For sure, it's have to have the kohen gadol. And the Gemara who am Rav Simi, who am Rav Shishi, bray the ravidi, midi the heavy amaris negoyim. I tell you, no, it's not a din in Kedusha. Par Adum, it's not the vod because it's less Kedusha. So you're telling me the Kal V'Chaymer that the Par of Yom Kippur has more Kedusha for sure should also be the Kohen Gadol? That's not the Svar by Par Adum. Now I tell you, immediately they have the Amaris Negoyim. It's a Svar by Negoyim. The whole Parsha of Negoyim, it's for us. Now the Postik says you need after Kohen to come and the Kohen to retire you. The Lav Avoidi, even though it's not called an Avoidi, there's no Avoidi there by the Negoyim. Still, Uboi Kuna. There's a gzeras akosav, you have to have kuna. So I say the same thing by the paradum also. Even though it has no avoidis, there's no din shchita, there's no din zrik, there's no din kabbal over there. But still, the locha is, the term was makpat to have a kohen. So therefore, by the paradum, all the avoidis need a kohen. Mash need a kohen godol. Mashenka, and by the par, shayim kippah, the kohen godol, that was a regular korban. So the regular korban, the locha is, you need dafka, the avoidis to be done with the kohen godol, which is from Kabbalah onwards. So that's Rav Svara. So the moral is Shmuel the Yama the opposite way now. That par of Suloi, Shmuel says the other Svara, that the par of Yom Kippur, that Padafka needs the Kohen Godol. If a regular Kohen does it, it's possible. Or the Zoi, Maishinah Paroi. Why is that true? Why do we say the par of Yom Kippur needs the Kohen Godol? To receive Aaron v'chuka. Because the Pasuk says Aaron, which is the Kohen Godol, and it says the word chuka. It has to be. According to Shmuel, why do you say the paradum is kosher bizarre? Why? The pasuk says ar elozer v'chuka. Have the Gemara shani hosum nechsev v'shochat oisvei lefonov. It says you have to shech the paraduma in front of elozer. That means he zar shochit. Somebody else should shech the paraduma v'elozer roya. That's what the pasuk means. The kohen gadol true has to be there, but he just has to see the shechita take place. Why? What does Rav do with this? The Gemara says, "Rav shlo yasiach daiti mimenu." Rav holds no that Eliezer the Kohen Gadol has to shech the paraduma. Aye, what's the posik v'shoch lois lefonov? It means shlo yasiach daitoi. Once he shechs it, he has to keep his mind on it, kisaydit to watch it, to make sure not to take your mind away from the parma. Shrashi v'Rav liyolim elozer shochto. You can't take your mind away from watching it from Tyra. It should not become tummy. Well, Shmuel, how does Shmuel know this for now? That it should not be Messiah, that take his mind away from it. Shmuel, so Messiah daita minolei, nafkele, he learns that from another posik. Nafkele, mi visorath es haporo lienov. Mashmi has to burn it also in front of him. Mashmi has to have his mind on it. Kiseida, the Kohen Gadol has to watch the paraduma, it should not become tummy. That's how he knows it. So the more of a Rav says like this. Chad b'shchito, v'chad b'sreifa, Rav holds no. Both psukim are talking about that the Kohen Gadol has to watch it. That's all. He has not been mesiach das from it.
Not scared. Rav holds, no. Rav holds the parah duma, the shkita has to be done. Not scared. Rav holds the shkita has to have to be done with the kohen gadol. I, the apostle says, b'shachad ois lefonav, it means it should not be mesiach das. I, why does the apostle say a second time then, mevisarif es parah li'enav, that b'shas reifot also has to be done in front of the kohen gadol. He has to watch it, so not to be mesiach das. Why does the Torah have to say two times then, not to take away your mind? So Rav says, I need both sukkim. The Torah would only just said b'shas shchita, so kohen gadol has to watch it, not to be mesiach das from it. That's the beginning of the avoida. You're first starting now to do the paraduma. So there, the Torah is makvah the shemira. You have to watch it not to become tummy. Avul sreifa. But at the end, b'shas you're burning the paraduma, emel etzricha. Maybe there you don't need a shemira because it's the end already. Kamash mula no that you need a shemira even b'shas sreifa. Because the Rachmanis sreifa the Torah would emel etzricha. Now, because the Rachman of Sreifa, the Torah would have just said, B'shas Sreifa, you have to watch it. Hatayim Mishum Dahashdu, the Mishchaschra Parah. Because this is the Hechshra of the Parah. When Shas you burn it, now you can take the ashes and you start using the ashes. Avul Shchitu, Eimaloi, Mashenkin, B'shas Shchitu, that's the end, that's the beginning of the Avoidam. Maybe you don't have to watch it so much. There's no mitzvah not to Mesir Das, Eimaloi Tzricha. Therefore, Rav says, I need both Sukkim. That B'shachat Lofonev doesn't mean somebody else does the Shechita. Rav holds the Kohen Gadol has to do the Shechita of the Paraduma. No, B'shachat Lofonev just means the Kohen Gadol should not be Mesiach Das. He has to watch it to say though, not to be Mesiach Das. And who are the Meshach Sreif also, not to be Mesiach Das. But Enoch Nami, according to Rav, B'davka, the Kohen Gadol has to do the Shechita of the Paraduma. Yeah, and let's read it. Now the more says, L'mutei Mai. Like you're telling me now, these two things you have to watch. B'shas Shchita, you have to not to be Mesir Das. And B'shas Reifam, you have to not to be Mesir Das. So what does it mean, Lafuke? Like, let it just say, General Klau, throughout the whole of the Avodas of the Paraduma, you have to be, have your mind on it. And not to be Mesir Das. When you only say these two things, Shchita and the Shreifah, Mashma, some other part, does not have to have a Shemira. You could be Mesir Das. On what part could you be Mesiach Das? Lemutei Mai. Ilai Melemutei Asifas Aforon, that after you finish burning it, now you collect together the ashes and put it into the water. Umilu Mayim, and fetching the water, Lekiddish, to make this Kiddish, Rashi. Lekiddish. He Nesines Mayim Letoicha, or... The kiddush is that you mix together the afer of the burnt ashes of the paraduma into the water. So, Bezoi, if you want to tell me now that these two things, there's no psul hesach adas, even if you don't watch it, so it's kosher. Fred Gemara, how could that be? The pasuk says, "Lemishmeres lemei nidotziv."